There are angels that are definitely assigned to people and places for sure. We actually see this in the Bible's account of the Prince of Persia, Daniel 10:13. So going back to the Old Testament, the Archangel Michael had to be summoned to fight this fallen angel called the Prince of Persia when he resisted the angel that was sent to speak to Daniel. So he actually resisted a number of days. And because he was so strong, this angel had to call in for reinforcements. He had to call Michael. And now people have times and assignments for them too, as we see with Esther, who married the king, you know, and saved her people. It's described in Esther 4:14. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. So yeah, both angels, you know, people, demons, you know, they all have different purposes, different reasons for what they're doing on earth or, well, wherever they are. And just, you know, it's all assigned by God. You know, I mean, like...
Well, maybe not the demons
part. Well, maybe not the demons part. Yeah, the demons part, that's assigned by a whole different person. Yeah. So, yeah, everyone has a purpose to fulfill.
My question is, so in their question, they said, do all these things have... Do some have assignments on earth to fulfill? My question, let's take it another step further. Would you say every single angel, demon, human have things to fulfill?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reason why I say that is I can't see, first of all, any demon sitting around, you know, hell itself, just kind of going, okay, I don't know what to do. Yeah, you know, they're tasked with specific things to do. Now, with people, we definitely have things to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the purpose of mankind is to glorify God, you know, to share the gospel. That is the purpose of what mankind is supposed to do, to bring glory to God. And even people who aren't saved, ultimately, one day they're going to bend the knee and they're going to proclaim Jesus as Lord.